Breakfast Club, Sally and Fiona. Sally Theta, is a senior OT at Prince of Wales Hospital in Aged Care Services. Sally has worked in the Hunter region and New England region in acute and rehab aged care areas. Fiona Conacher, acting professional educator at Prince of Wales Hospital. Fiona is an occupational therapist who has worked in acute rehabilitation and occupational rehabilitation areas.
Good morning, everybody. I'm just wondering if you're feeling a little bit stiff. If you want to stand up, please take a very short 30 seconds. I'll get you to stand up. I can see lots of shifting, and I thought it might be opportune. A quick stretch. That's the OT you need. Is that all topped up? Great. Okay, thank you. Representing this morning on Breakfast Club in Aged Care Rehab. I just wanted to take a minute and explain to you rehabilitation for aged care occurs in on-site Prince of Wales Hospital on level 5. And we've noticed over time that some things have slowly began to change, and I'm presenting on behalf of my colleagues Maria Bardis and Julie Morgan, who actually work within the rehabilitation setting, as well as Sally will contribute to the second component of this presentation. Why did we decide to do Breakfast Club? Basically, we felt that we wanted to see the patients participate in more functional tasks on the ward in preparation for home. We also wanted to identify tasks that could be simulated for transfer of learning in preparing these patients to get home. And we also were beginning to notice that we had less time for the one-to-one therapy sessions that we had previously been able to provide. And of course, as you probably could all understand, we had more pressure to decrease our length of stay within the rehabilitation setting. Initially, we felt that it was such a simple idea, looking at breakfast, the opportunity of the time, and trying to get patients away from their bedsides where their breakfast was delivered to them. And it began to slowly evolve that some of these changes would be quite useful to do and contribute to a group setting. So we thought that basically a group therapy program conducted on a Tuesday and a Thursday, so twice a week, by two occupational therapists might meet some of these needs. And we will usually target 4 to 6 patients per group. So who did we think could be invited? Well, basically the eligible patients are those who are from home and usually make some or all of their breakfast at home. Now, as you can appreciate, when we ask who does this task, some people would say, no, my wife or my husband does all of that. I don't go near the kitchen. So we actually have to sort of look at what their roles are in each aspect of this particular task and encourage them as well, not only to attend the group, but all the other components that go into getting up, getting organised and getting to the group on time. We also have some criteria that patients need to be at least a minimal assistance of one person in transfers and mobility to get to the Breakfast Club. The rationale basically, as I sort of alluded to, would increase the time in goal-directed therapy, would increase the participation levels of patients in functional tasks. We also thought, as I've mentioned, it's an opportunistic time. We felt that there were so many people who were just sitting in their pyjamas, sort of still at the bedside. And for us, in a rehabilitation setting, we really wanted to change that, I guess, that view that they would sit and have their meal delivered to them. And that basically has lots of components to it. It wasn't as simple as just getting people to move to the dining room. But that's sort of part of what we felt we wanted to initiate the change. And it's basically what Jacqueline was alluding to earlier, I guess acknowledging that some sort of a change might need to happen and how we might go about addressing that. We also thought it was a good time to look at feeding tasks and how they actually go about the cognitive component of getting themselves organised and coping within the breakfast time. So the setup costs, which we also had to consider how we would do this. It's a complete change from having the PSA, we call it, being able to deliver the food on the tray to the patient at the bedside, to having the cereal, having cups, having cutlery, not plastic cutlery, all the incidental items that we wanted to consider. So we acknowledged the support from the nursing unit manager. There were basic equipment costs and setup costs. We had to look at chairs and tray mobiles and other equipment. So there was quite a few things that we did purchase as well through the donation from the volunteer wish list fund that we were successful in. We thought we might try and show you a little video of what it actually looks like, and then we can move on to some of the rationale. We have the real milk containers, the 2-litre ones, as well as the smaller ones, cartons that people can't open. That we have at home. And we tried to simulate as many tasks for the patients as possible.
You've got your routine.
Okay, the data collected. Basically, we looked at how many goals were achieved, and we tried to encourage people to have at least two goals. Again, inherent in this was the difficulty in getting older people to be very specific in what they wanted to achieve. So we've learnt a lot as far as gathering our data and survey results. But basically, we're able to communicate that 66% of the goals were achieved. We had quite a success as well in confidence. So prior to coming onto the Breakfast Club program and then on completion of the Breakfast Club program, a survey was administered to the patients for them to complete independently. And this is just an example of one of the questions that we asked, and it asked them to circle their level of confidence in how they feel when they prepare their own breakfast. So did we say pre and post? And the results were overall there was an increase in confidence in preparing breakfast tasks on completion of the Breakfast Club program. You can see that the red columns are the before scores, so it's quite varied from 1 to 10, whereas the green columns are the confidence on completion of the task, and they're all around the 8, 9 and 10 areas, which is very pleasing. I guess as allied health therapists, we all know the benefits of socialisation and engagement in activity. And this is just some of the theoretical evidence behind our program. It's beneficial. People who are more socially active report considerably lower levels of disability compared to those who lead more sedentary lives. An increase in participation in social activities is associated with maintaining functional abilities. It's also associated with a slower cognitive decline and an improved self-rated quality of life and sense of well-being, which is really important to the individual. So this is just a bit of a model to kind of give an overall view of the benefits of socialisation. And this model shows the relationship between the individual, health conditions, and the relationship between social engagements and how that can actually impact on the the individual perceived quality of life and functional status. So particularly in aged care, the health condition of an individual can influence their ability to participate in social activities, and this can be quite a significant consequence to the way they participate in life, or they potentially lose roles that they previously valued. And particularly in our rehabilitation environment, Breakfast Club has the additional benefit of social engagement, and for some patients that's it's an unexpected gain of the program. So the benefits of group work for the therapist, we're all familiar with these. Group work, as Fiona mentioned, is a time-efficient method of assessment and intervention with multiple patients. We all feel that shorter length of stay in the hospital has heightened our challenge to provide ongoing therapy in acute and rehab contexts. And it helps us to promote a more normal activity that is otherwise often quite difficult to simulate in the hospital environment. And most importantly for the patient, the inclusion of purposeful activity in a group context. And this purposeful activity can be something as simple as breakfast, which the person does on a day-to-day basis, helps to improve function and participation in a group context. Groups encourage a sharing of experiences, thoughts, ideas, feelings and concerns between group members. And it's a comfortable environment to learn new skills and behaviours. It also provides more stimulating intervention than one-to-one therapy and provides cognitive stimulation through structured activities. The Breakfast Club has been supported by the Aged Care Rehab Board, and its success has provided a platform for us to increase the frequency of groups potentially and expand into implementing new groups that may target other functional areas.
Patients on modified diets in your breakfast club?
Yeah, the diets are taken into consideration and the therapists assist in thickening fluids and it's actually the patients, some of their meal trays, some of the food from that is also used in breakfast club as well, in addition to preparing additional stuff like food like toast or coffee, but yeah, the thickening agents in particular are supported by that.
That's a question. Well, it's a wonderful idea, and good work. The question was regarding, normally we have breakfast in hospitals for patients about 8 o'clock, but the time was saying, and if it was, did you all get patients showered and ready by themselves? Was that an encouragement to get them ready before breakfast? The second part of the question was, you mentioned something about slow cognitive decline, you know that groups benefits are there, but did you do any testing pre and post to document that, or was that just a group benefit?
Could you just repeat the second part of the question? I'll answer that one.
Sorry. Okay. The second part was you mentioned that there was slow cognitive decline, benefits of groups.
Oh, yes.
In this particular setting, did you all do any pre and post testing to document that change, or was that just overall benefit of group activity?
Oh, that's the first question. It does pose a challenge getting up to 6 patients ready, dressed, showered and mobilised to the dining area before 8 o'clock. The therapists do start earlier on those days to assist in that. But the ward, as I said, is quite supportive, and the patients who are nominated for Breakfast Club are often prioritised in terms of showering. You can appreciate that the varying functional levels of these patients do make it quite a challenging exercise, but it is beneficial and the ward is very supportive.
The slow of cognitive decline that we referred to was more from the group perspective.
We tested confidence levels and we tested the satisfaction with the group. But I think that there's scope, which is a good opportunity if we, you know, are able to look at it again. But what we did find, interestingly, was the kind of responses we got on our surveys, which were very humorous, really. A lot of people actually said, when we asked what did they like about Breakfast Club, two or three different people had said, could we do lunch in breakfast time? And another response that has asked us to, that, you know, is there any benefits that you find that you could, you